Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we've got a fantastic show planned for you today. I'm joined in our beautiful radio studios in Trevose, Pennsylvania, by a cast of characters. Allow me to introduce Joe Haley, who is positively giddy this morning because of a great deal he got on his nice new sports coat. Isn't that right, Joe?
I am absolutely giddy, Andy. Giddy.
Where is it?
Where's the giddiness?
Where's your sports coat?
It's in the TV studio for filming later today.
Oh, okay.
You'll see it later on today.
All right. I can't wait.
Well, speaking right there is Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Of course, we also have Michelle Bell along for the ride today. Michelle, how's it going?
Along for the ride? Well, hey there, Sally.
Yeah, you're along for the ride. And we have a special guest with us this morning, Jake Krolik, our resident marketing expert, is here to offer up some advice on print advertising. Jake, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
All right. Our fearless host, Melinda Lagos, is not here because she's kicking back with an umbrella drink on the beach in Florida this week.
This early in the morning?
At 10:30?
This early in the morning?
Yeah, well.
God bless her.
She likes to indulge. But, of course, holding down the fort in our studios here, we also have our famed tech team, Steve Hawk and Samantha Bates. Samantha is going to be answering the phones today and taking any new business questions you may have. If you want ideas on how to expand your revenues right now, give us a call at 215-953-4979. If we take your call on the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card. Joe, how about getting us started today? What's on tap?
You got it, Andy. Well, we look inside this year's Oscar bag, and we notice it's less blingy.
Less blingy.
Ford is testing the waters with advertising via social networking, and Kathy has the scoop on that. One of our popular segments is back. That's right. Today we have marketing tips with Jake Krolik.
Marketing tips.
Just Jake.
If you're looking for new business, we'll take your calls at 215-953-4979. And don't forget, you can also email your questions to radio@asicentral.com. Andy has the latest results of a recent Amex survey, and we think you're going to like what he has to say. Our mistress of mayhem will enlighten us with five frustrating voicemail phrases you should never leave on your own system.
Who's that, Jake?
Who's the mistress of mayhem?
The mistress. Kathy's not playing around with her Toy Fair new product segment she has for us today. And turn that frown upside down. Well, some companies have with recreated logos. Jake has this story. My body is a temple, but other people, not so much. We look at the growing trend of bodies as billboards.
Michelle.
What's up, my crawl today? Stay tuned to find out. Are singles treated differently at work? Well, Ms. Bell will fill us in on that. And we wrap it up with seven things to do when you're angry. But first, the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Looking for the most bang from their marketing buck, companies are increasingly turning to event marketing these days. While many advertising media have decreased in revenues over the past year, event marketing has seen growth according to a new report. The survey from the Meeting Professionals International Foundation shows that 53% of senior-level marketers believe that event marketing is the discipline that best gets them in touch with their target markets. Two supplier companies have consolidated their operations into one organization. All Book Covers and Bradford Allen have now announced that they will operate under one brand name, which will be All Book Covers DBA Bradford Allen. The company's owner, Ivan Fishman, says he closed the operation's California location as part of the brand consolidation, which is now housed in Tempe, Arizona. Check out Promogram today for a full report. Plus, we have another brief supplier note this morning. ThermoServe Betris announced last week that it has changed its name to simply ThermoServe. The company now has a new brand name and logo, and it says that it made the changes to solidify its brand identity. And later on today in Promogram, we'll be offering our second installment of our new video series highlighting ways that distributors can grow their businesses this year. And, of course, we'll have a new edition of the Joe Show. Joe, what are you showing today?
Well, I'm going to pull Sergeant Schultz on this one and say I know nothing.
You know nothing?
I know nothing yet.
We're still going to figure it out as this day goes on?
Me and my producer are still working out the nuts and
bolts. Producer?
My producer, Matt George.
All right, well, be on the lookout for that in Promogram as long as Joe gets his act together. Well, everybody knows the Oscars were on Sunday night. Who watched?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
First time since college.
Mm-hmm. And wow. Didn't fall asleep.
First time since college. I watched the whole thing.
It's a total
I usually do watch the whole thing.
Me too.
We didn't have TV where I was, so I missed them.
Okay, Jake and the Boonies.
Yeah.
Well, what the public was watching at home, they didn't get to see the gift bags that were giving out during and after the show. I understand they were a little less, shall we say, blingy, Joe. Is that right?
Well, that's a story that we have coming out of Hollywood, Andy, and it seems that in years past, these bags have included everything from a $5,000 commode, $5,000 vacation, and a $3,500 diamond ring. Well, this year, they've scaled back a little bit. And the bags included a high-end vacuum cleaner worth only a few hundred dollars, a $200 handbag, which I still think is a lot of money for a purse, and a $30 toothbrush sanitizer. So they've brought down the bing and the bling in the bags. Now, don't be too disappointed, because Hollywood is still Hollywood, and they have what they call these gifting suites,
right?
Where celebrities are allowed to go in and pick things off of tables, and those were in full force this year. In some of the suites, a $10,000 vacation to a spa, $8,000 to $18,000 watches, and this year a year's worth of Botox, Restylane, and microderm abrasions. So the celebrities were out in full force taking all types of goodies.
Don't you have to pay to get into those suites?
Yes, the advertisers are the people who manufacture the proxies have to pay.
Right.
And the manufacturers are saying that in a recession, that it's important that these suites are even more important to get their products in the hands of celebrities who will be photographed by all the paparazzi and show up in People magazine and Us Weekly and all those star-filled magazines. So this is it's almost like the NASCAR logos. Mm-hmm. It's like you see those cars go back with all those logos. Well, that's, you know, a good thing for these companies to have their watch on the wrist of whoever the celebrity might be.
People should do that in this industry. They should have gifting suites at, like, events and invite the people who attend the events to go to the gifting suite because it would make them feel really special, and you could use promotional products for that.
Yeah, that would
that
be
was
cool.
My one moment of clarity for the morning. Okay. That's my
pee. You're done, Michelle.
Take off for the rest of the day.
I'm out.
So at the Oscars, there was 5 to 6 gifting suites, and there was 10 gifting events throughout the city. So while the bag that was given to presenters and nominees was a little less blingy, there was still plenty of bling to be found in Tinseltown.
Wow.
That's all right. I have to say.
And we
about
have
that.
Industry celebrities, too, like Michelle, that could wear your products.
That's right.
You'd have to pay a lot for Michelle, though, to come and wear your products.
Would you really? I heard she's cheap.
A bottle of Grey Goose and some bail money, I think.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to break right now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll take your calls to help you solve any new business challenges that you're having. Can't figure out a way to drum up new leads or new contacts? Give us a call. Start dialing now at 215-953-4979. If we take your call on the air, we'll send you a $25 Visa gift card.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Remember, we're taking your calls this morning on questions you have about ways to drum up new business. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. But before we get to those calls, let's talk a little marketing. Social networking is the big buzzword right now. Of course, 3 out of the 5 of us on the air this morning don't even have a Facebook page. Isn't that right, Kathy and Michelle?
I will never.
And if you read Time Magazine, it's for old fogies.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
But one big name brand is making the move into social networking in a huge way. Kathy, tell us what you know.
Yeah, the Ford Fiesta. There's something that they are promoting called the Fiesta Movement, where they are recruiting agents, and they've fielded already 1,500 agent applications through their website, Fiesta Movement. They'll be accepting applications through March 13th, and these are agents to record viral videos explaining their. It's like 2 to 5 minute videos explaining why they love the Ford Fiesta. And they're going to be on Facebook, Flickr, and YouTube. So look out for that. And if you want to be one of the agents, you could submit your application by March 13th, like I said.
But then to go see them, do you have to actually create a page? Because then I don't want to
do
that.
Well, jump onto someone else's Facebook page.
Exactly right. Well, YouTube, you know, you don't need a page for that. I don't know how Flickr works, but Facebook, yeah, you could definitely go through somebody else's page.
Well, cool. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Well, if we have a special guest with us, we better use him, right, guys?
Jake
Krolik.
Don't use me.
Oh, we're going to use you right now.
And abuse you.
Jake Krolik is here today to offer up some advice on how distributors can better market their business right now. Jake, what's your sagely advice this morning?
Well, so, and this is my plug, I guess. I was skiing in Maine this past weekend.
Show off.
And watched thousands of people affected positively by print. Everywhere I look, everyone's pulling out their trail map, and look on the backside, there's ads all over it. The maps are then brought home, kept as souvenirs, and then seen for years and years. So this got me thinking, you know, there's positive reasons for print advertising, so I decided to hunt into interesting facts. The first one is this. A dynamic logic study found that over 50% of those surveyed view print advertising positively, which is more than TV, more than outdoor, more than radio, more than online. Newspaper and magazine ads came in at around, you know, the top 53 and 51% viewing these ads as positive advertising formats. Your average magazine and catalog is viewed by three or more people and has a longevity of several weeks versus sitting in a spam filter or only having a life of several seconds. A 2009 business-to-business magazine study found that there are better online sales conversions in multi-channel marketing when a strong print or catalog drives people to action on a website.
So what does all this information mean for distributors? How can they, you know, use print to help their own businesses?
It's good. You know, distributors really need to think, instead of leaning so heavily on electronic tools, which are excellent resources, you know, when you leave a print piece behind in a customer's hand, it's a very powerful branding tool. So during this economic turmoil we're experiencing, during the recession, print is, you know, called into question. It seems, you know, a lot that people are running towards the internet to market and advertise their print, their business. You don't want to discount print advertising. Consider this. Emails are quickly losing their creative punch as more and more marketers push out text-only offers to appease the rapidly growing BlackBerry masses. Print offers you a freedom in not only creativity but in portability. When was the last time you took your laptop into the bathroom? Sunday morning's coffee in bed.
Yesterday.
I know Joe does every day.
That's not a literal question. This one is one of those. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, you took your laptop.
You know, just about print ad. I mean, advertising. There are maps available in this industry, pop-up maps. So, you know, if you have clients out there, if you are a distributor, I mean, consider the convention centers in your town and trying to do a co-op program with the surrounding restaurants. Wouldn't that be a neat thing to give out to show attendees?
That would be
neat. You have a map of the city, and you've got all these different restaurants. You've got your Italian places, your seafood places, your Chinese cuisine, whatever it is. And, you know, it's a good opportunity
like
to get more than one
maps
advertiser
on
there.
Umbrellas, too. So you can
and t-shirts.
Walk out. Yeah.
Yep.
But what if it's not raining?
Well, you know, maybe it's a sun umbrella. Oh,
okay.
You sit underneath on the beach.
It's a parasol.
It could be. Also, you know, when you sit in bed on Sunday morning, coffee goes so much better with a crisp printed New York Times than the online version. And your L.L. Bean catalog can be read when you're out of a wireless network. And the Victoria's Secret catalog is still the most stolen catalog from the mail.
From the mail.
M-A-L-E.
Yeah. I think it's exactly. Female. You're stealing it from the female. The male's doing the stealing. It,
you know, and ASI, not to plug ourselves, but we offer wonderful opportunities as well. We've got six magazines featuring award-winning editorial content.
Only the best magazines.
Only the best. And then we also have these great, we have the best value-driven catalog program in the ad specialty industry. So I guess the lesson is multi-channel marketing is a must. Combine your efforts with both online and print marketing for a successful 2009.
Very good,
cool.
Jake.
All right. Well, thank you, Jake.
Thanks.
I understand we have a few callers on the line looking to pick our brains about generating new business. If you have a question, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. On line two, we have Ava from Imprintables. Ava, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Ava.
Hey, Ava.
What's your question?
Well, I'm looking to diversify my business this year. Can you suggest some good end-user markets to try to go after right now?
Well, one of them is dentists. Dental business is up, actually, during tough times because people are very stressed out. They're grinding their teeth at night. I know I grind my teeth at night.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
And so they need more dental attention, and also they are they're eating more sweets and stuff as an escape. So there you go, cavities galore.
That's cool. I, you know, I also saw a story that highlighted tailors and shoemakers as
or as, cobblers as Joe.
cobblers.
Right. You know, I've seen a bunch of elves in my neighborhood.
As those are growing segments because people are increasingly looking to, as opposed to buying new, you know, trying to fix up their old
clothes.
Well,
I think any
and
type
shoes.
Of repair business, you
yep.
know,
repair
for,
businesses
you know, for your
good.
Appliances,
also,
whatever.
Hey, a good pair of shoes will last you a long time, at least men's shoes. I've had a pair for over 20 years.
What kind of shoe, Joe?
Are you serious?
It's a black wingtip. Yeah, it's been resold twice.
Really?
Yeah, they put a leather sole on it. It cost you $30.
Wow.
Your shoes cost $120. So, I mean, you get a lot
Did
of wear out.
Did you do
the
Lindy in those shoes?
Well, Ava, hang on the
That's
line.
That's so funny.
And we'll get your information to send you a gift card. On line four, we have Melanie. Melanie, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm
doing
Melanie.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I had my question, but right before I got on, Jake pretty much answered my question.
Let's have a hand for Jake.
Yay!
Calling, everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to know the best way to, in this economy, how we could drum up new business with promotional products and how to get our point across. And I think that's a great idea rather than the computer. I think print is the most valuable now.
Definitely. What, and what's your business?
Weeks Lerman. It's an office supply company.
Okay.
So I feel great that Jake answered my questions for me.
Yeah, and think creatively with that print, too. Don't be afraid to go back to basics. I know we've been doing some fax work here, and we also do, you know, stuff that's handwritten that kind of it looks like it's homemade almost, but it's really thought through.
Oh, that's
so that
great.
You catch your customers kind of off base where they're not really expecting something they expect something polished, and you give them something that's a little bit rougher. It's faster and easier to get out, and you know, bid with the people that you get print through. You know, really negotiate with them. This is a buyer's market.
Right. Absolutely. I greatly appreciate everything that I listen and get from you guys.
Oh, great. Thanks, Melanie. Stay on the line so Samantha can get your address. We can send you a gift card.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melanie.
On line one, we have Chad. Chad, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Chad.
What's your question?
Most of my business comes from my current contacts that I've had for years now. I work mainly off retention. Do you have any ideas for me on what I can do to expand my base of new contacts and prospects?
I got some ideas.
Go ahead.
Here, this is, you know, you should, this is great. You know, my mom used to work for our local chamber of commerce. So look into acquiring a list from your local chamber of commerce, and then you can do a direct mail piece to them. I'm all about print marketing today. That'll be my
thing. Yeah, right.
Mail them, you know, perhaps, you know, a catalog, a multi-line catalog, and print it with your contact information. You can show them the wide range of services and products you provide. And then that catalog will have, again, I'm going to go back to, it's going to have some more shelf life than your just blasting them out the average email. Although I do recommend blast them an email as well. Send them that catalog, and it'll sit around for a while.
You know, and I think another thing, it might seem a little old-fashioned to Michelle, but, you know, look in your local areas for Kiwanis clubs, for Rotary clubs, for Lions clubs. They often have monthly business luncheons where someone can go and present. So if you have that opportunity, you can present to a room full of business people, but you also have the opportunity to network with them. So look for those type of networking events within your own community.
Well, Chad, hopefully that gives you some networking ideas.
Thanks,
hang on the line, and we'll get your information to send you a gift card. Well, maybe some good news will cheer up our listeners. I know we always like a little good news. Isn't that right, guys?
We love it.
Michelle, you like good news, right?
I live for good news, Andy.
Wow. Okay. I know you do. Well, it seems as though small businesses are feeling a little sunnier right now than they were in October of last year. A new tracking survey from American Express shows that fewer businesses are now being squeezed by the tightening of credit. And here's one finding from the survey that I think is especially important. Fewer business owners say they are stressed out over the economy today than they were in October. So a little less stress is good for everybody. It seems like maybe people are moving from denial to a state of acceptance. Is that right, Joe?
They're no longer living in Egypt. They're no longer kings and queens of denial.
That's right. That's no good. We don't want to be in that state. Accept it and try to figure out a way to move on.
I'm sure that, you know, having a new president in there with new ideas and vision and talk about change is helping everyone with, you know, how they're seeing things moving forward.
Is everybody going to watch his speech to Congress tonight?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Yes.
I just can't believe what came out of Joe's mouth. I'm trying to get over that.
Our resident Republican.
I mean, it's probably having an effect. I mean,
all right.
You look at the opinion polls.
Yeah, you're right. I think anytime there's a change, no matter what.
Sure.
Yeah, it's always hopeful.
Motto of the day, change is good. There you go.
You should coin that, Andy.
Spare change is better.
Well, we've all heard some ridiculous voicemail messages in our day, but a new report details the five most frustrating outgoing voicemail messages. Michelle, give us the lowdown.
Well, you know, as most of us have had to call a company, you know, a phone company or, you know, a credit card company at one time or another, and voicemail, being trapped in, as they call it, voicemail jail, truly is the bane of everyone's existence.
Voicemail jail?
Voicemail jail. Mm. And here are the five top
Wow, was that a jail cell?
Yeah, locked in.
A very quick one.
It was a quick jail cell.
I'm familiar with that sound. Here are the top five complaints that people have when they call and get trapped in voicemail jail. The message, I'm not at my desk right now. Well, at the kids at Harvard are saying, duh. Of course you're not at your desk if you're leaving, if you have a voicemail outgoing. What you want to say is, which would require you changing your voicemail frequently, is that, you know, I'm in a sales meeting until 3 p.m. Upon returning, I will call you back.
Yeah, that is
because
a lot
it gives people a specific time when you know that they'll, you know, that you'll be calling back, and it won't be so frustrating.
A friend of mine has to change his voicemail message every day. Every day.
I think there's something to that.
He says something different, specific of where
he
is.
He mentions
or
the date and what he'll be doing that day. Like, I'll be in meetings all morning, but I'll be available after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's good. Especially if you're in sales,
It gives people hope that you'll get back to them in a timely fashion.
I'm terrible with this. I think I've had the same voicemail message
for like 15 years.
For the 4 years that I've been
Nobody
here.
Calls me.
PR agents. I can't take them.
Uh-oh.
The second one. Your call is very important to me.
Not so much.
Not so much. People assume that this isn't true, so it's really not necessary to say it.
Right.
So that's just kind of a waste of the time.
I don't care about your phone call. Don't leave a message.
Third, that would get more attention, though.
That would.
You know?
Yeah.
Third, I'm sorry I missed your call. Well, they consider that a given. So, again, that's another kind of waste of space in the voicemail. You can kind of skip right through that. Four, I'll call you back as soon as possible. Most people know that that's not the truth. So, again, it's effective to say specifically when you'll call them back. And lastly, when you have someone and there's no escape for them to get out, when you don't give them an option as far as, you know, dial 0*** to reach an operator, or dial, you know, Michelle's not available, dial Andy Cohn, here's his extension. You have to give them a way out of the labyrinth of voicemail hell.
Now, you know what I liked? Dan Towns from Shapenko.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great one.
His voicemail, I don't know if it's still the same, but when I called him one time, it was, I'm either out of the office or out of my mind. And if you know Dan, you know it's probably the latter.
But
I thought that was funny because it gets a chuckle.
It does get a chuckle. And it takes, you know, it's so annoying to have to deal with voicemail. And
it's
a good
it is. But you know what's also annoying sometimes? You get the people who call in. Now, when I go to trade shows, I always say, I'll be back by this date. Leave a message and I'll call you back then. If you need immediate assistance, blah, blah, blah. And you get people to leave you a message like you're in the building. Like, can you call me back today? It's like, I just said I'm not there.
Well, I think a lot of the time people don't even pay attention to the voicemail message.
That's right. You know why? Because you can hit that pound or, you know, one to go right into the, you know, leaving the message.
Right.
I used to love recording messages. It was great. You used to have, like, you'd make a fake message on there, and those always got a lot of attention.
All right, Andy, let's move on.
Well,
Jake the Fake.
Kids' products are always at the cutting edge of the consumer marketplace, so let's talk about some hot products. Kathy, what are some of the latest items that have hit the kids' market?
Okay, well, the recent American International Toy Fair held at the Javits Center in New York City.
A little shout-out to New York City.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And the Javits Center.
Your stomping grounds, Andy.
ASI show there in 2 weeks, but go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
there it is.
Okay, so some of the toys featured were plugged-in toys, obviously. Toys like Tweenage Dora. You know, Dora the Explorer? Tweenage. Tweenage Dora. She's a doll, but
she grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in middle school now. But she's a
doll. I only know the kid Dora.
Well, this is an older one.
Okay.
Older version. She plugs into your computer, too, and there's all kinds of games you can play. You know, it's not just a doll.
It's not just a doll.
Wow. Right. It's not just a doll.
Is she still into geography?
Of course she is. She's an explorer. She could use one of those maps
she
you talked
hasn't
about.
Lost her exploration.
That's right. But on the flip side of that, plugged-in toys, there are also recession specials, such as the Little Patter Pup. He only costs $28.
What is he?
He's a little pup.
He's a little pup?
Yeah, he still does some things, but he doesn't have the price tag that Lake Dog Biscuit last year was very pricey. So they're trying to get cheaper versions of toys.
So cheaper also, versions of the same
high
thing.
High tech, like the Rubik's Cube. You all remember that? Now it's touchscreen, electronic.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool.
Cool.
And another thing, you know, parents are all worried about safety of their toys, right? Well, Toy Cleaner is a specialty disinfectant created specifically for use with germ-incubating toys.
Mm.
So I think you should get some of that for Jason's toys.
Oh, well, I'm all over that.
Yeah, that's right.
Germ cleaning
and
stuff.
Also edible Play-Doh. Well, an edible version of Play-Doh called Yummy Dough.
Oh, no.
That's
wow.
big. I don't know why.
I eat Play-Doh anyway.
Yeah, didn't you?
Well, exactly.
That was edible.
That explains a lot, Jake. Yeah. And then
the blue
tasted the best.
The
last thing, obviously, eco-friendly toys, but also toys that teach kids about nature and keeping the environment clean and whatnot.
Cool. All right. Yep. Great ideas from Kathy Abby. Houston. Well, a sunny outlook sure is important right now, but how about actually changing your logo to a smiley face? Is that the right way to go, Jake?
It's, you know, seems to be popular. I like the story in Ad Age. They have an interesting branding story now on Kraft Foods, who's become the latest string of marketers to unveil a smiley face corporate logo, kind of following those footsteps of Pepsi smile and Coke, have a Coke and a smile. Different from Pepsi and Coke, who plaster their logos and slogans on every surface they can find, Kraft's logo will not appear on your latest billboard on 95 or wherever you go. What you're going to see is that they're going to put it on their website. They're going to have some corporate communications with it. And what they're doing is their CEO has said that this captures the essence of their food. And since they've been in
– essence?
The essence.
Because
you know,
it makes you smile when you eat macaroni
makes you
and
smile.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Me.
And it's also part of this higher purpose campaign that they have. It acts as a new look and feel for their employees to kind of show that they have renewed energy and reinvigorated their company. So take this as a lesson. You know, an internal campaign that doesn't get seen with the public might help to renew the energy of your company. On you know, today ASI launched a new intranet. So. Or intranet, I
should
say.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we've been doing
it. It's pretty spiffy.
It is spiffy.
Spiffy. And sunny.
And sunny. And smiley.
No, I like that. I think that the little positive energy goes a long way for people's brands.
Very much so.
Well, it is time for everybody's favorite part of the show, or at least Joe Haley's favorite part of the show. It is Joe's rant. Joe, what are you ranting about today?
All right, well, this past Saturday we had an away basketball game with Shane Haley, the world's shortest seventh grade basketball player. And it's amazing when he makes a basket.
He just criticized his own son on the radio.
But he launches those shots, and when they go in, he has the best face that, you know, he's so happy in a fist bump. Anyway, so it's around lunchtime when we're coming home, so we stop at a McDonald's. Now, I can't stand slow fast food places. It's lunchtime for, you know, I mean, it's lunchtime.
It's called fast food.
Yeah, one would think that you would have French fries made, okay? And you would just keep making the French fries. But you got to sit there for, you know, you sit there forever to get a burger and a fries and a Coke. Then, what makes it worse, you have to stand in line. Then I always get behind that person. You stand in line for 5-10 minutes, and they get up there, and then they don't know what they want. It's McDonald's.
What exactly have you been doing for the last 5 minutes?
Right. The menu's right there. It's
maybe
McDonald's.
Maybe they can't see.
Oh.
Maybe
you
so
know they get what's on the menu.
You know what's on the menu. It's McDonald's.
There's a lot
but
of
they,
choices.
But they keep on debuting new things.
Oh, let me see. What do I want?
Quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac. Come on.
There's and the person with them says you get the same thing anytime. So let's go. If you work at a fast food place, if you're listening to us, because I know you are.
Let's speed it up, people.
Speed it up. Let's go. Have your fries ready. Have your burgers ready. It's like there's going to be a rush at lunchtime. There's going to be a rush at dinner time. And when you go to these places, know what you're going to order, okay? Get the number one large.
A rush
with a
at 1 a.m. too.
Hey, we have McDonald's down the
They're
road
open
here.
Later
it is
these days.
It is the world's fastest McDonald's. If you've never gotten anything from this Trevo's one, they are so quick. You'll literally be in and out in less than 2 minutes.
Wow!
I'm gonna try it out today.
With a huge line of people, so they get it. Other places, not so much.
ASI Radio road trip to McDonald's.
Yeah, so you all let me know how that goes.
I'm gonna pass.
There's
on
my
that
beef.
One.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you for that beef. Tied
You're welcome.
Into fast food. That's
You're
a
welcome.
Good one. Well, this ought to be an interesting topic. The question of the day. Are single people treated differently at work than their married counterparts?
Who are you
Michelle.
Asking? Ms. Bell?
I'm asking Ms.
She's
Bell.
Ms. Bell says yes. A recent CareerBuilder.com survey found that more than 21% of workers who have never been married believe their companies show favoritism toward married coworkers over single ones, but more specifically, people who have children. And the reason being, as one boss said, I know that it may be easier to call a single worker if I have an emergency and ask them to come in rather than one with a family. Mm. And this tends to happen. And another says, I've not noticed a disparity between singles versus marrieds, but several years ago with a previous employer, employees with children received 4 hours of PTO per month to attend school plays and functions. However, employees without children were not allocated the same time.
Well, that's not right.
I think
that's
unfair.
Not right.
I think it's unfair. You know, if you're going to use your PTO to go to your kids' events, then other people should have, you know, equal PTO to do other events. You know, just because you have a kid, I mean, you shouldn't be getting any type of special treatment. And
That's
I have
right.
to.
So one company came up with a solution. This one employee kind of complained a little bit because as mothers and fathers were going out on maternity and paternity leave, he would have to pick up the slack. And he went to his boss. And since then, he's been granted, the guy's name was John, John's leave. So after his vacation,
John's
he gets
leave.
A day or two.
Oh, that's cute.
Extra.
You could
you
take
know,
that
as an
a lot of weight.
For an extended break.
He's gone.
I like that.
Yeah. Wow. You know, so just something to think about.
I'm sure it happens that, you know, it is easier for a boss to go to a single person to do extra work, you know, or that calls them in on off hours and stuff. But I think that they should be compensated for that somehow with either bonuses mm-hmm. or some type of perks for going that extra mile.
Gotcha. And clearly it doesn't happen, at every company.
Right. Oh.
Well, an interesting topic of debate. Finally, there's a lot of anger out there today. The economy is hurting. People's 401k plans are in the toilet. And the New York Jets always kind of stink, so I'm usually a little angry. Joe, I understand there are some steps angry people should actually take. Please give us some direction.
Number one, stop following the New York Jets.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The number one advice.
Good advice.
All right, first thing to do when you're angry, acknowledge it, okay? Admitting that you're angry is step one. Don't sit there and internalize it because you know that
like
that
you
lead
do,
to
Joe.
Yeah, that would not be Joe and I.
I don't internalize
no, I
it. I let go,
I'm
and I have
facetious.
Good blood pressure for that. The other thing, spell it out. It's good to write these things down. Better so to write it with pen and pencil than to type it out in an email that you can quickly send to someone that you're angry
remember
with.
Remember that year you kept a journal with like all your anger thoughts?
Yes. Remember that? I
yes.
still have that. Get physical. Now, we don't mean going into someone's office and punching them in the
yeah,
mouth.
Rap them on.
We're talking about do some type of exercise. Dance, do some cardio, jog, or run. Michelle's looking at me. She
I'd like to
exercise
see Joe
too
dance.
Much.
Yeah.
Do a primal anger scream. Dance. Do a primal scream.
Yeah, that works.
So get physical. Seek perspective, okay? It's time
makes
to make
sense.
You know, a list of things that you're grateful for. You might be angry because you have to work with Andy every day. But
that will frustrate
your list
you.
Of perspective would be that, but he's only here 2 days a week. I don't have to see his face 5 days a week. Okay. Connect carefully. Find that confidant, that person who you know you can relate your story to and who's not going to be judging or, you know, they're just going to be an ear that's going to listen to you.
You're my confidant, Joe.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, one more, Joe.
Yes. Take action. If it's a serial aggressor that's getting you down, chart out steps to improve the situation. And number two, watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it. Sometimes even when things seem resolved, anger can linger in the forms of hypersensitivity, irritability, and insomnia. So
wow, we don't want any of that insomnia.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy time. I know a lot of people are angry at that, but man, think of the things that you're thankful for. You know,
all
I got
right.
two great kids and a great wife, and you know, I go home and.
And then you have your health, too.
Yeah, we played Rummy Cube last
sort
night.
Sort of. Okay, well, on that note, we are unfortunately all out of time today. Thanks to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to our wonderful listeners. Tune in next week when we'll be doing it all over again. Same time, same place. Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye.